Conference Notes. Fourth Floor, Last Door. President Uchtdorf talked about two missionaries in Germany who were knocking on doors looking for someone to teach. They got all the way up to the top floor and the last door of an apartment building before they met someone who would listen to their message. That family got baptized. One of the daughters was named Harriet, and when she grew up, she married President Uchtdorf. President Uchtdorf said he is very grateful that those missionaries didn't give up. When we seek the Lord, we shouldn't give up either. Write down what this teaches you.
Joyful Repentance. Elder Rendlund and his family lived in Sweden when he was 12. One Sunday, another deacon brought a firecracker and matches to the church building. Before others arrived, Elder Rendlund lit the firecracker. He tried to put it out, but it exploded and filled the chapel with fumes. Nothing was damaged, but the smell distracted everyone in sacrament meeting. Elder Rendlund felt so bad that he decided not to take the sacrament. After church, he confessed what he had done to his branch president. Elder Rendlund felt joy and happiness when he repented and knew he was forgiven. Write down what this teaches you.
Golden Blessings. Sister Bingham told the story of a girl who saw a home with shining golden windows. Her own home seemed shabby in comparison. One day, the girl rode her bike across the valley to visit the house. When she got closer, she saw it was abandoned and falling apart. When she turned around, she was surprised to see a house with golden windows across the valley. It was her own house. The sun on the windows made the difference. When we count our blessings, instead of comparing ourselves with others, we'll see the goodness of God in our lives. Write down what this teaches you.
Believe in yourself. Elder Cornish told about a time he was very tired and discouraged while learning to be a doctor. He started crying and wondered if he could ever be a good doctor. Just then, one of the senior doctors asked how he was doing. Elder Cornish told him how he was feeling. The doctor said that he was proud of him and believed he would be an excellent doctor one day. The doctor believed in him, even when Elder Cornish didn't believe in himself. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ always believe in us and don't want us to give up. Write down what this teaches you. End of the article, Conference Notes, read by Kristen Hawkins, Dwayne Case, and David Shaw.